Tomorrow is National Bike to School Day, and here in California, once your feet leave the ground and hit the pedals of your bike, you're under the same rules of the road as cars and trucks. But the thing about riding a bike is that, unlike driving a car, you don't need a license, there's no test. Once your parents take off those training wheels and let go of the back of your bike, you're pretty much on your own. KALW's Julie Kane reports on transportation, but she hardly ever rides her bike. So she decided to take an urban bike riding class to learn everything you need to know about riding your bike in the Bay Area.
When I was a kid, I rode everywhere, all the time. But now that I'm an adult living in a big city, I find lots of reasons not to get on my bike. It's not that I don't like riding, it's just that I'm kind of afraid. It's intimidating out there. I don't really know the rules, and I have to admit, I'm also kind of vain. Not only do I look incredibly goofy in a bike helmet, but I get possibly the worst helmet hair of anyone you've ever met. So every morning, I weigh the options. Either I pollute the earth by driving my car to work, or I do the right thing and ride my bike. You can't always do the right thing. I feel really badly about all this, so I've decided to take action.
The first thing you want to do is make sure your bike is in working order.
It's a sunny morning, and Bonnie Wayman is taking me on an urban bike riding class in downtown Oakland. Wayman is the education director at the East Bay Bicycle Coalition, and anybody can take her classes. They're completely free, funded by sales taxes. We meet outside the Lake Merritt BART station, so she can give me some basic pointers before we start our ride.
We have a very simple little test we do called the ABC Quick Check. A is for air. You want to reach down and give your tires a squeeze.
So will you feel mine and tell me what you think?
That feels pretty squishy.
Uh-oh. Squishy? Yeah. That can't be good.
B is for brakes. One of the tests you can do to make sure that your brakes are going to work right is to squeeze your brakes and push your bike forward and see if it'll move. C is for... You want to make a guess what C is for?
Coffee?
C is for your chain. So you want to look down and make sure that your chain is actually on.
Okay, I know what you're thinking. For a lot of you, ABC could also stand for awfully basic check. But for someone like me, just going through the process makes me feel a lot more confident.
So should we put some air in your tire?
That would be great, yeah.
While we get ready to go, Wayman teaches me another of her bike riding mantras. She's got a lot of them, but this is the most important one. She tells me that the best way to stay safe on a bike is to be
visible, predictable, and aware.
As I'm about to find out, that means I should use lights and reflectors and brightly colored clothing. I should ride with traffic, not against it. And I should boldly take lanes, even if I make drivers really, really mad.
It's the opposite of what you want to do. If you feel that, oh my God, I think they're going to hit me, it's too close, that means you need to move to the left. They may honk at you, and that means you are visible. Good job, Julie.
Okay, if they honk, I'm visible. That's good. But I still think I'm going to need additional protection, which is a problem.
Julie, we're going to put our helmets on.
To me, helmets mean one thing.
You know, if you're going somewhere and you know you're going to have helmet head, to have some cute little hat that you put on right after, and then you wear a hat for the day, and you're sort of jaunty. That might be another option.
Oh, I like the idea of being sort of jaunty.
Because hairstyles are not her top priority, Wayman makes sure I've got my helmet on right. Yep, she's got a mantra for that, too.
Eyes, ears, mouth.
That is, you should be able to see the top of your helmet when you look up. Your ear straps should come to a V underneath your ears. And your chin strap should be tight, but still loose enough to let you open and close your mouth.
Okay. So, we know our bike's ready to go.
Yes.
We know our helmets fit.
Check.
And Wayman then tells me what may be my very favorite factoid of the class, that the vast majority of bike crashes don't involve cars or other bikes or even pedestrians. Most of the time, people just fall over all by themselves. which means it's time for another mantra. Power pedal up.
One pedal up, one pedal down.
I like this mantra the best. Power pedal up, power pedal up. It's like summoning the only bike riding superpower I have, which I'm gonna need because it's finally time to start a ride.
All right, so power pedal, beautiful. Shoulder check over your left shoulder, make sure nobody's coming. And we go.
We're taking a 3-mile ride along Lake Merritt through Oakland Chinatown and eventually under the 880 freeway. Wayman rides in front, which makes me happy because I am actually pretty nervous. We're riding right in the flow of cars.
All right, we are going to turn left here. And we are on the right side of the lane. So, first I'm going to look behind me. Check nobody's coming. Put my left arm to signal that I'm moving over.
Oh, it's scary.
Signal.
I actually wish I had one of those student driver orange triangles on my back so people would know to give me a wide berth. But then I start to relax a little and even enjoy myself.
I am seeing all these great things that I've never seen before. I'm so excited. There's a vintage and treasure shop that I've never seen in my life. And this looks like kind of a Ethiopian market.
I'm getting pretty comfortable on my bike now, enjoying the ride and the sunny day in Oakland. And then it's time to head into the complicated traffic of Chinatown.
I'm kind of scared.
What worries you?
I'm afraid of getting hit by a car.
Okay.
Yeah.
The flow of traffic will move with you and see you and work around you if you're in it with them.
We merge into traffic, dodging double parked delivery trucks and pedestrians who dart out suddenly from between boxes of produce piled high on the sidewalks. Ahead of us is the roaring 880 freeway. I kind of want to just end the ride here and grab some dim sum and call it a day. But then the light turns green.
Okay, we're going straight through.
And we ride our bikes right under the freeway. And then we emerge. We're in the quiet warehouse zone around Jack London Square. Birds are chirping. It's another part of town I've never really seen before. I still feel nervous around all those cars, and I still don't love the helmet hair. But I do like just riding around in the streets in the city. My city. The city which, thanks to my bike, I've seen a little more of. In Oakland, I'm Julie Kane for Cross Currents.